The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in them bears much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
What does it mean to abide in Jesus Christ? Jesus invites us again today to be his branches, to abide in him. We know, because of his regular reminders and teaching, that he is our life, our source of life, our spiritual nourishment. Do you believe that Jesus, God, wants you, each one of you, to be with him, to choose him, because in fact God has already chosen each of you? Is it difficult for you to believe that God wants you and that you are chosen by God? Do you believe and understand that God wants you? And even if you can believe it, the person sitting next to you. Since the very beginning, God has desired that you turn to him. God wants us. He yearns for our presence with him, our unity. He would not have created us if we were not wanted. He tells us through Scripture that he has known us since before he formed us in the womb. Also, he calls us by name, and God calls us often. The Holy Spirit urges us to hear the divine voice of God. So if he's calling to us and urging us to join him, how then do we respond? We are called to choose him in return, that we choose to be part of the living vine that is Jesus, the body of Christ. We are called to open our ears and our hearts to his word and to his influence, to invite the Holy Spirit to inspire us and give us the gifts that we need to draw closer to Christ. We also learn about Jesus and from him. And this knowledge helps us desire to be closer to him. We also say yes to Jesus, and most profoundly through accepting baptism. Through baptism, we receive the saving grace of Jesus Christ and join into his body so that we become a member of Christ's body. This membership This joining Jesus does not start with a halo already polished and intact. It does not start with holiness. Joining Jesus, seeking unity with him, starts simply with a yes. Yes, Jesus, I want you. If you have already said yes, or start each day saying yes again, you are called to dedicate yourself to him regularly, often, perhaps daily if necessary. Through this personal acceptance of the invitation that is always waiting for us, we are grafted onto the vine that is Jesus, as a tiny branch ready to grow, to accept nourishment from the vine who sustains us. I have once visited a vineyard in BC, and it was a very interesting and beautiful experience. But earlier than that, years ago along the way, I have learned about grafting. My teachers about this delicate work of grafting a branch to a larger plant were my uncle, who is a horticulturalist and a very accomplished gardener, but also Mr. Miyagi from the Karate Kid movies. Grafting is how a new branch is introduced to or joins to the vine or larger plant or tree. It involves cutting and pruning and gentle nurturing so that a bond can grow between the new addition and the receptive plant. The spiritual graft that has joined us to Jesus Christ begins delicately, with openness from us, with a receptivity to learn and to listen, through commitment or dedication, through an openness to the Holy Spirit and grace, and certainly through humility and a certain flexibility with the will and voice of God. We need to open our hearts so that the Holy Spirit can fill us with strength and perseverance, hope and faith, and other gifts that help us nurture and encourage growth and new fruit. God's desire for us is for us to grow. A living and healthy vine always is growing and stretching and reaching and producing new fruit. It is possible to have joined the vine, but later become weak over time. In large ways, we risk becoming withered or useless branches if we stop listening to Jesus or do not reflect his love for others through our own actions in the world. If we drift away with our heart and our mind, if we reject him in our heart and our mind, or our words, perhaps, or through our actions we communicate that we are no longer connected with Jesus or desire not to be. Or heaven forbid we may abandon him in times of trial or difficulty or confusion or persecution. In these ways, or in these times of difficulty, it is possible to wither. And it is important to say that Jesus does not reject us if this is our experience for a time. It is in fact us who weaken our bond with him. It is us who perhaps breaks that connection with Jesus through our decisions from day to day. From the vine we receive only nourishment. From Jesus we receive only nourishment, blessing and grace, and those things from God that strengthen us. The vine will never poison us. In fact, God will work hard to maintain or encourage strong bonds with us, his branches. But if we drift away or choose to ignore, God will let us go, because we will not be producing fruit. In times of trouble, stress, or sorrow, we must cling even stronger than usual to our source of life, to open our hearts and minds wider to his influence and grace in our life. What is it to be fruitful when we think about it biblically? Being fruitful is sharing what we have received with others. It is bringing honor and glory to God and acknowledging where our joy and life and hope comes from. It is reflecting Jesus through our actions. It is loving as we are loved by God. This is bearing the fruit that God speaks of. It is working for justice and peace. It is recognizing the blessings in our lives and reaching out in compassion to others. It is exercising the gifts and talents God has given to you and accepting responsibilities that you have been given with courage and with joy. To bear this fruit, we must be united with Christ. Make it your prayer as we pray together for this same intention, as a holy church, that you will always remain with Jesus, dwell in Jesus, turn to Jesus, trust in Jesus. Because he has promised he will always be here among us, and he who is the true vine never dies.